President Bush is in Mexico on the first stop of a four-day tour through Latin America. He'll also travel to Peru and El Salvador. Today, he addresses a UN Development Summit in Monterrey, Mexico. He also holds talks with Mexico's President Vicente Fox, where immigration and border security top the agenda. NPR's Don Gagne is in Monterrey with the President. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
Immigration was a major issue between Mexico and the United States before September 11th. How important is it now?
It still is. The president has said repeatedly since he took office that the U.S. has no more important ally than Mexico. And immigration is certainly one of many issues that these presidents are covering over these couple of days, given that lengthy border between the two countries. There is no, I should say, first off, no big agreement to sign on the immigration issue here today. No amnesty for Mexican workers living in the U.S. There's work on that. But as much as anything, President Bush will be assuring President Fox that such matters haven't been totally forgotten, as the White House devotes a large percentage of its time and its energy to the war in Afghanistan and on the response to the terrorist attacks. So it's as much a you are still important to us. This is still an important relationship. That's the message the president will give. And politically for President Fox, it's also very important. He wants to make progress on some of these issues with the U.S. as well.
What is this UN conference likely to accomplish?
Well, it's a follow-up to the Millennium Summit of a couple of years ago, where the UN set out the goal of cutting severe poverty around the world in half, and they set a target date of 2015. The UN is simply calling on wealthy countries to increase the amount of aid they give the developing world, and the Secretary of General wants to raise $100 billion a year for that effort. President Bush comes here with a promise in hand. He's pledging to phase in a 50% annual increase in foreign aid over the next couple of years, but the message he'll give in a speech today is also that in order for nations to receive that kind of money, they have to work to reform their economies and reform their governments and get rid of corruption. And he'll link it to the kind of effort they put forth in the war on terrorism around the world. The administration says just giving the money away won't do the job. You need to tie it to positive behavior.
Will the president have an opportunity at this conference for other bilateral talks besides the one with Vicente Fox?
He actually had a trilateral meeting last night with President Fox and Canada's Prime Minister Chrétien. There are leaders here from all around the world, 52 heads of state. And today there's a bilateral meeting with French President Chirac. And aside from those one-on-one or small group sessions, there are opportunities for brief discussions at dinners and during breaks and things like that. One person he will not be seeing here, though, is Cuba's Fidel Castro. Castro was here, but decided to leave early. He left kind of abruptly before President Bush's arrival. The White House had made it clear it would not speak with Castro at all, even in passing here. And that would include apparently appearing in group photos with him. So Castro is gone, so they don't have to worry about that awkward moment.
Well, the next stop for the president is Lima, Peru, where a car bomb took 9 lives on Wednesday.
Right. The president insists that that he is still going there. His quote yesterday was that two-bit terrorists aren't going to prevent him from doing what he needs to do, and that's to promote U.S. friendships in the hemisphere. There will be more discussion of trade there. The president wants to expand the North American Free Trade Agreement into South America, and he'll discuss that with a group of heads of states from Andean nations who'll gather in Lima. And the agenda there will also include drug interdiction and the role the U.S. should play in that in the region. And the bombing, the White House says, highlights how terrorists operate everywhere and how each country needs to do what it can to fight such groups.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Monterrey, Mexico.